If you enjoyed podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Women Physicians Lead, hosted by Dr. Lisa Herbert, helps women physicians move from surviving to thriving in their personal and professional lives. Dr. Lisa shares leadership tips, burnout support, stress management strategies, and inspiration from women physicians who've made remarkable transitions into leadership roles. There's a fantastic episode that you should check out called Taking Care of Yourself During the Journey, about how women physicians can care for themselves while on their leadership journeys. Check out Women Physicians Lead on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.
I'm Tara Bradner, and this is Hopeful Hints, an infertility podcast where you will receive quick, hopeful hints to guide you through infertility. Here, you will find education, inspiration, and most importantly, find peace as you walk through this journey to fulfill your family vision.
Hello, and welcome to Hopeful Hints. I am your host, Tara Bradner, and June is Men's Health Month, and this week is Men's Health Week. So we are going to discuss all things on low motility and morphology. Before we get started, I'm excited to announce a new offering that I have for you. I have officially launched my group program called the Confident Fertility Academy. Enrollment is now open, so make sure you check it out. Link is in today's show notes. In the Confident Fertility Academy, you are going to get an education like no other. No matter what your diagnosis is or what stage of treatment you're in, there is going to be education for you. In addition, you get bi-weekly group coaching with yours truly, and the first 10 to register are going to get an individualized one-on-one session to go over a plan based on your needs. So make sure you check it out. Enrollment is closing soon, so head over in today's show notes and click to join. Let's get started. So I believe far too often when we hear infertility or we look at anything infertility, the focus is mostly on the woman, when the reality is the cause of infertility is one-third male, one-third female, and one-third unexplained or both. So I am excited that we are going to shift the focus on the male for once this time. So I want to begin with hopeful hint number one right off the bat is to ensure that a semen analysis is done on day one of an infertility workup. So when you are going to your OBGYN or your reproductive clinic, please make sure they are doing a semen analysis, because this is one thing that can be fixed right off the bat. It takes two to reproduce. So the issues sometimes are minimal, but they need to be addressed right away to make sure that you are starting your journey off right with the right treatment in place. Hopeful hint number two, let's begin by understanding what morphology and motility is. So morphology refers to the shape, structure, and size of the sperm. The sample is collected and they look at it underneath a microscope and they're able to see all of this. We know that even healthy men are going to produce some sperm that are abnormal, just like us as females do not always have healthy, normal eggs. We do produce abnormal eggs at times. And so we naturally always are going to produce a sperm or an egg that is just abnormal. When morphology is abnormal, sperm will have tails that are abnormal. They'll have extra tails, multiple heads, misshapen, or even disconnected heads. Sounds interesting, right? Would love to see a picture of that in person under a microscope. That would be fascinating. Motility refers to the sperm's ability to move or swim. So we know that this is necessary in order for it to reach the egg, move through cervical mucus, move through the cervix, and into the uterus to find the egg. So they have to be really good at their job of motility. When they're analyzed under a microscope, we want to see what's called progressive motility. And this means that they are moving forward in a straight line or in a circle movement. What is abnormal is when we see them move in small circles or abnormal paths. So, hopeful hint number three, can you improve low motility and morphology in a men's semen analysis? Yes, semen is continuously being made in a male body, and we know it takes approximately 74 days for them to mature. So this means it takes about 3 months to see the results of any healthy lifestyle changes or treatments initiated. So let's move into what a lifestyle change may look like for a male if he does have these parameters that are off. So the obvious, I like to call it, we know smoking, I want to include vaping in this as well, has the potential to decrease sperm motility and morphology. Limiting or decreasing how much alcohol you intake is another lifestyle change to consider. We want to decrease exposure to toxins. This includes herbicides, pesticides, and other toxins that may be job or environmental related. We want to ensure you're getting quality sleep. So there was one study performed that actually showed sperm survival rates are lower in men who sleep less than 6 hours per night. Following a fertility lifestyle. So what does the female always get placed upon them, right? Like fertility lifestyle, implementing nutrition changes, exercise, supplements. So we want the same thing for our male partner as well. Studies have actually found that physically active men have healthy sperm parameters and fertility hormones. So we know a fertility lifestyle will also impact male hormones, which in turn positively affects sperm parameters. Nutrition should be high in fish, leafy greens, nuts, berries, and healthy fats. So healthy fats allows our body to actually better absorb vitamins like vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin E, and these are essential for fertility and help decrease inflammation in our body overall. So all of this helps us become healthy individuals as a whole, keeps our immune system high. Supplements. So when considering supplements, I'm going to begin by a disclaimer and say always consult your healthcare provider before starting new supplements or implementing any exercise programs. So supplements to consider: vitamin D, vitamin C, vitamin E, zinc, and CoQ10. So a lot of this might sound familiar because they are general fertility lifestyle changes and they should be implemented for both men and women going through infertility. The overall goal is to decrease inflammation, improve our hormonal health, optimize fertility, and improve our overall health. I find it easier to maintain a lifestyle change in general, especially when going through infertility, if both partners are working together to improve them. Thank you for listening to Hopeful Hints. Join us next week for quick, hopeful hints on all things infertility to help you find peace when going through infertility.